welcome to the Take 5 podcast. This is Ann Oro, and we're going to be talking about math and religion. It's October 2010. Today I'm talking with Sharon, and we're going to find out about what's been going on with the whiteboard in her room. And Sharon, the first question I have is, what has gone well so far this year with the projector and the whiteboard?
Well, I would say that the thing that's gone well is that it is relatively easy to, you know, get it set up and to get it started up and without any, you know, major problems. I think the first day or so, once or twice, Liz and I had to go back and forth because, you know, we couldn't get it. Maybe we forgot to calibrate it, or we didn't have the one of the connections hooked up or whatever. But now I think that's relatively easy. So if you want to, you know, at the last minute, you want to just say, oh, let me go to this website or whatever, it's easy to just, you know, get everything set up within a minute or two and feel comfortable or confident that you can do that. So that's a good thing, I think, because at least that takes away that fear that it takes too much time.
Okay. And so you have done a couple things for the moment then, which is good.
Yes. Like the things, well, the only formal lesson that I've used that I downloaded from the Promethean site so far, really, and that I used in class was for mean median mode range with the sixth graders.
Okay.
And that went well, and I used it for probably 2 days in class. The things that didn't, I mean, it's a little bit disruptive just because, you know, the kids get excited, they want to come up, and sometimes you don't get through, I think, as much as you think you will.
Okay.
You might not get to as many examples and things.
Okay. And I guess that might change a little when they get used to it, because then it won't be, oh, look at what we've got today.
Right.
It gets to be more normal.
Right. And yeah. I also think that, you know, planning is important. Like knowing, okay, during this week, I'll probably use one of the downloaded lessons from, say, Promethean for a specific objective or whatever for that week, maybe twice, as opposed to using it every single day. I mean, when you use it every single day, I think you have to sort of take into account that some days you're really just going to use it as a blackboard.
Right. And I was curious, have you used it that way?
Okay. But what's happening, and this is my personality, I think, more than it is. The reason I set the room up this way was so that I would force myself to use it every day.
Okay.
And I would say for the first couple of weeks of school, I was using it every day, and I used it as a blackboard.
Good.
But because sometimes when I write on it, it looks so messy.
Oh, okay.
If I want to write like a definition or I want to show some examples, and I don't maybe necessarily have it set up, it's easier for me to run to the board and do it.
So like maybe
so in the last week or so, I've been
more on the board.
Yes, which I shouldn't get in because that's I can tell that now I've sort of reverted back. But I will say that I have also been on the Promethean Planet site more.
Oh,
so I have a lot more lessons downloaded now.
And then the other thing I would suggest to you is if you're writing a definition, and again, it'll take some time getting used to it, maybe click on the text tool and type the definition onto the board.
That's a good idea.
Instead of using the handwriting. So that might help a little.
All right.
And the thing is, once you type the definition in, you save it.
And then
next year, you don't have to redo the definition.
Right. And then you could maybe improve on what you did
absolutely.
For this year. Right.
And you always do improve. Because each time I open up a chart, it never ends up getting used exactly the same. Because I'll look at it and say, that's all I did?
Right.
And then you do some more.
Well, even now I notice like going to Promethean Planet and finding the lessons I want is easier. Like initially, I felt like that was sort of cumbersome.
Oh, I think a lot of people do.
But now I'm okay with it. And now, like, you know, I go in by, I have more of a routine when I go on there. Now I just go right to resources. I go right over to the subject. You know, I click right on math.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And then I just sort by title.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to make myself a little list so that, like today I was looking for something on exponents. And
did
it's
you
on
try,
like page 60 something.
But did you try typing exponents in the search box?
Oh, no.
When you go to, if you go to math, And then you go
on that,
main screen. Yeah. On the left, there's a little white box. Okay. And if you wrote exponents,
It'll
go through the math and only show you the exponents. Okay. So that'll save
that
you a little
time. That
makes
sense that they would have that. And that's,
But you know, when you're trying to do it.
I feel like, you know, I think that things are getting better with it.
Which is a good thing.
Which is good.
Right.
So I haven't used it as much as I think I would have. I think I've used it often, but I haven't used it with everybody. I've mainly been using it with the sixth grade.
Okay.
With the older, like pre-algebra and algebra, I would say that probably I've only used it with the Prentice Hall's website.
Okay.
And now I do have that software that I loaded in from Prentice Hall, which is really only for pre-algebra. They have the PowerPoints on there, so I have to look at those now to see. I'm sure they're good. It's just, it's trying to organize like all of this that's coming in.
Right.
And figuring out, I could do that.
Well, part of it, too, is even if every week you find something on the weekend that you want to try in class,
by next
year, you'll know which of all those things you want to keep,
and
then you'll add again.
Right. And it is only the first week in October. So I think for the first week in October that, you know, I definitely feel comfortable with it and feel like I can definitely do more with it.
Okay.
And I'm willing to. It's just... said getting yourself to find the right lesson, download the lesson, and then say, okay, I'm going to do that on this deck. Because I've used websites too, you know, for things like I use the Prentice Hall website because they have the video. I tried to show the kids the video homework tutors a few times.
Oh, so that's really good because then you could just show what it is.
And the problem once in a while with the videos is that like sometimes the sound is too low, and even if you adjust the sound on the speaker, and
it's still a little quiet.
One that I had anyway was a little quiet. But
and
I think
you turned the speaker knob all the way up. Wow.
I think it was the recording itself. It's okay if you're on your laptop, you can hear, but if the kids are moving it, they can't. You know, I can't hear it this
way.
So it was a little low, but I thought maybe it just had to do with the recording, the way
it probably is,
So I used it for that, and I've used the religion, like Sadlier's website.
Oh, you did, okay.
And we did like a game,
and that it actually worked.
And the kids, that was good, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that worked, and the kids liked that because they could drag. They actually have whiteboard lessons on there.
Oh, nice.
So they had a hangman one that we used where they gave a clue based on the chapter and the grade level. So that was nice. So it was appropriate for the chapter we had just finished.
Is ours We Believe?
But
I was looking at that.
Yeah,
with the interactive board.
Yeah, they had some of them are.
And it's
but
nice,
that one
though.
They could go up and drag the letters, and so that was good.
Now, is there anything you've tried that you were not so happy with?
No, I don't. I'm going to say no.
This is good.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't tried anything too advanced. I don't think. Or
no, but for
I
you,
I did find that when I downloaded the mean, medium, mode range lesson, that it took me a little bit of time to go through the flip chart, because a lot of the, I guess it had to do with the text or something. I didn't have the supporting text maybe on my computer. I don't really
know. Oh, it had a different font.
It had a different font that wasn't really
fully
supported, so it looks ugly.
Right.
So I had to play with it to get it to look right. But that was okay because that showed, I think, you know, that was good practice.
Well, it forces you to
learn. It forced me
to
learn, yes, to say, oh, this is, you know, they use this or this is hidden or, yeah. So I learned a few things.
Right. So there's always something
good
with it.
Yeah.
Okay. And how has it been going with other teachers on the hall? Is there something that, you know, have you found it useful to have other people to call on?
I mean, I the only other person that I have interacted with, like as far as the whiteboard, is probably Liz once in a while, because we're so close. If
it does make it
easier, you know, she'll kind of, I don't know, but nothing earth-shattering or anything.
Sounds good. And is there anything you know right off the bat that you'd like to try to learn how to do? Like you were mentioning scanning, so we could teach you how to scan and get the software, or you're going to try that at home, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to try to scan it in and see.
Okay. And is there anything else that you know that you've been doing, something you said, I wish I knew how to?
Really, I think, you know, I think I would like to be more comfortable with just being able to say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to teach this lesson, so let me go create these couple of flip charts with some problems and things.
And, you know, the thing
and
is...
And I think I could do that.
Right. But the thing is, like I told you, remember, is really and truly to become really confident with it, it takes a good 2 years.
Right.
And you're at the very beginning.
Right.
So if you feel this way already now,
right, that's a good thing.
By the time the end of the year comes, right, you'll feel really good, mm-hmm, and you could look at it over the summer.
Well, that's another thing I was going to say. Time is an issue,
always.
I think.
Right.
And like it always is. So right. I do think that because we had that little head start in the summer, mm-hmm, and we were able to come in now in September and at least try to use it here and there and right, try little things. And like you said, it's only October. So by the end of the year, hopefully we'll keep progressing, you know, and using it more.
Right.
Then I think that by next summer, you could probably accomplish a lot next summer.
Oh, for sure.
Because you have the time, but you also have that background knowledge.
And there's nothing like that.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that like you can make a big jump this summer.
Right. And the other thing that I was thinking about over the past couple days is I'd like to talk to everybody, poll everybody, and see, is there a Saturday maybe we, mm-hmm, could come and meet for 2 hours,
right,
just to sort of sit down. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll teach you one new little thing.
That would be good.
I think it would be.
I mean, I think maybe, you know, it always takes a while to plan those things anyway, but
right,
even if it wasn't this month, like
right,
this is October, like maybe sometime in November, like sometime before Christmas even.
Right, because then you have the holidays to play at home.
So, right.
Yes, I'm going to talk to everybody.
That would be good. Because then at least you feel like it's something worthwhile too. Like, you know,
right,
you come away with something.
And that's the whole thing,
yeah,
is just taking it just a little step further. And there's nothing like sitting in the room with everybody,
right,
and having a chance to just chat about.
Yeah. And it makes
things.
You feel like, okay, I'm not doing so bad because,
right,
you know, everybody
and that's
else
what's
is in
the hopefully
same.
Good about these podcasts,
right,
is that if you get a chance to play them back, everybody's saying more or less the same thing. It's nice to hear that nobody's really said so far, the worst thing I ever did was, or
oh,
everybody's
no.
saying that it's a good thing.
Yeah, because, and, you know, like you always said, too, that whole 21st century learning, you know, it's kind of, it's hard to make change.
Right.
But unless you, you know, take little steps and make little changes, you'll never make any, you would never make any change.
That's a good point.
You
yes.
know, so I think it's a good thing.
As always, thanks to Stephen LaCroix's Popular Jazz Project, whose music I found on Jamendo. The link to the music can be found in the podcast notes.